We've been talking about a wedding you have been to. We are now going to discuss some more general questions related to this topic. First, let's consider weddings and marriage in general. When is a person truly ready for marriage?
It's hard to say, really, because there doesn't seem to be any, cultural rules about when people should get married anymore. Traditionally, people got married quite young, between the ages of, say, 18 and 24 or 25. But these days, more and more people are getting married later. Here in Japan, for example, it's not unusual to hear about people getting married in their early to mid-30s. Starting families at that age is, practically speaking, better, because at this stage in life, people are more prepared for something like marriage and starting a family. They have a certain amount of financial security and some life experience, and they have become experienced with having relationships and living together. So I think that, generally speaking, for practical purposes, and to ensure that marriages are successful, it's probably better to get married in their 30s.
What kinds of things should young people do before they get married?
I think before people get married, there are certain experiences that they should have. Generally speaking, it's probably better for people to have several relationships with different partners to learn about the different types of people and really discover the kind of person that suits them before they get married. And I think it's important to be adventurous and travel and experience as many things as possible and enjoy yourself before getting married. Not to say that getting married means you can't enjoy your life, but there are some things you can't do so easily once you're married. You should do the kind of things that you really want to do with your life without having to worry about somebody else before you get married.
Do you think people should get married again if their first marriage is not successful?
Yes, I think so, but it's also important to not give up on a marriage. People should really commit themselves to their marriage and the relationship. Marriage is something that you often have to work hard at, and you shouldn't give up easily. But I think that in cases where you have worked hard and tried to get the relationship to work but failed, it can be better to seek a different partner for the happiness of everybody, especially if there are children involved.
Let's move on now to talk about marriage and society. The roles of men and women are changing. How has this impacted on how people view marriage in your culture?
Well, in Japan, traditionally, like in any other culture, men and women have had very clear roles. The man is responsible for, you know, bringing home the money, while the woman is responsible for childcare, housework and cooking, and those sorts of things. These roles have changed to some extent, especially in Western society, with marriage roles blurring. In Japan, however, the change is not so much because of changing roles, but more because of a shift towards self-reliance and living by oneself. Japanese people are becoming less and less interested in relationships and marriage altogether.
The media often highlights celebrity marriages and contracts that are agreed on before marriage. Is this a practical attitude towards marriage?
Right. So I think you're talking about prenuptial agreements. They are not very common in Japan, and I have heard about them in America. I think they're popular among Hollywood stars. I personally don't think they are a good idea, because I believe that a relationship should be built on trust. So if you're going to have a relationship without trust in the other person, then I think that the person you are marrying is not the right person. It could be a good idea, though, if one person is a lot wealthier than the other.
Changes in attitudes to marriage and family responsibilities have resulted in increasing numbers of single-parent families. How will this impact society in the future?
I don't think there will be any significant impact on society, as long as children are brought up in a loving and supportive environment. It doesn't matter whether there is one parent, two parents, same-sex parents. I don't see that it makes a difference. It could be that there could be extra pressures put on single-parent families, and this is where the government can step in to make sure that single-parent families are sufficiently supported financially, and also that they have caregivers available when necessary. It is no doubt more difficult to bring up children alone, but not impossible if the society is supportive.
Thank you. Our time is up now. That's the end of the speaking test.